on the other, lay the cultivated open ground of the plantation, rich in its exhaustless powers of reproduction. Among changes which the railroad brought soon after Jerome Lafirme's death, and which were viewed by many as of questionable benefit, was one which drove Therese to seek another domicile. The old homestead that nestled to the hillside and close to the water's edge had been abandoned to the inroads of progressive civilization, and Mrs. Lafirme had rebuilt many rods away from the river and beyond sight of the mutilated dwelling, converted now into a section house. In building, she avoided the temptations offered by modern architectural innovations and clung to the simplicity of large rooms and broad verandas, a style whose merits had stood the test of easy-going and comfort-living generations. The Negro quarters were scattered at wide intervals over the land, breaking with picturesque irregularity into the systemic division of field from field, and in the early springtime gleaming in their new coat of whitewash against the tender green of the sprouting cotton and corn. Therese loved to walk the length of the wide verandas, armed with